All right, good afternoon. My name is Dr. Stacey Van Galdern, and my colleagues are Dr. Kelly Cromaney and Dr. Ty Gilbert, and our other peer, our colleague is at home, Dr. Norma Cromaney, and we're from Minnesota State University in Mankato. We're located in southern Minnesota, and we're happy to be here with you today. So we'd like to talk to you about community partnerships supporting societal health, and we have no relationships to disclose either, so. All right, so based upon, as you all know, the Affordable Care Act in 2010, we realized that all 501c3 hospitals were required to conduct a community health needs assessment. And so because of this project, our School of Nursing found a way to help our students. And so a dialogue occurred, and the Medelia Community Hospital and Clinic, which is what MCHC stands for there, is a small rural community that needed some support from us in conducting this community needs assessment, health assessment. And so our school nursing thought, well, what a great opportunity for our faculty and for students to be engaged and be out in the public sector and have meaningful work and not just an assignment. It was something that was needed in the community, and we thought we could help support that to improve health. And then within our School of Nursing, we have the Glenn Taylor Nursing Institute for Family and Society, which is the GTNIFS. And so that institute is embedded within our School of Nursing, and their goal is to improve societal and family health. And so the three of us came together, and then we started involving community members at the Medelia, Minnesota, and we also involved Watonwan County Human Services, and we developed a partnership. And so what we did is we kind of collaborated and called ourselves the Medelia Community-Based Collaborative, or what we'll refer to today as MCBC. And so all of us kind of joined together. And we developed a vision and mission statement. The vision statement talks about basically improving quality of life for the community members, and the mission is to improve environments in which people live, work, and play. Just to tell you a little bit about the community of Medelia, it's located in southwest Minnesota within Watonwan County, and according to the county health rankings and road maps, it's currently ranked 59 out of 87, 87 being the worst county in the state of Minnesota. And so actually when we started the project, they were worse than that. They were in the, I think it was 68, so we're actually improving over time, but so we needed to do some work in this area. The population is 2,308. Approximately 62% of the population is Caucasian, 35% is Latino, and 3 are other or more than one race. Okay, and so how the community health assessment started was basically our students, nursing community health students and faculty, decided, MCBC kind of gave them a guideline of how they wanted to go about collecting the data. And how they started that was by doing some surveys. They did observations. They interviewed in small groups individuals. They conducted a foot survey, windshield survey, and then they did a secondary analysis of the Watonwan County's records as well. And so based upon that, they gathered all this information, and they presented it. The students presented it in open forum to the Medelia community. It was advertised that they were welcome to come, and so they gave the results to the community. And then at that time, we decided with the next clinical group, within a seven-month period, we went back to the community to verify the findings of what they had found. And then we had another open forum during that time to then restate and confirm what we had found in the community. And it was advertised in the paper and those kinds of things. And then right after that meeting, we had a small meal, and we invited an expert by the name of Dr. Margaret Dexheimer-Ferris to join our group. And she's an expert in collaborative relationships and research in that kind of partnership areas, and so she helped guided us. And we came up from this data that we collected three priority community actions that needed to occur. And now Dr. Gilbert will talk about those.
So from the nurse community needs assessment conducted by the nurses, then the residents of Medelia identified three significant health issues. So it was cancer, diabetes, and obesity. We feel that the cancer was related to, they had a low prevalence of cancer, so we feel like that was related to, they had a lot of initiatives with cancer awareness, so we don't necessarily think that was an issue, but just since they had heard so much about it. So our action plan focused on decreasing diabetes and obesity within the community of Medalia. So these were the three events that we had, or the events and initiatives. So Healthy Family Night, Community Wellness Fair, as well as public service announcements. And I'll talk about the Healthy Family Night. So the Healthy Family Night, that was conducted at parent-teacher conferences at the high school in Medalia. And the activities focused on diet, exercise, as well as screening. So we had Zumba classes, and the Zumba was conducted by a Spanish-speaking interpreter that was well-known within the community. And we had healthy snack recipes demonstration, where we taught them healthy versions of guacamole dip, hummus dip, as well as fresh fruit smoothies. And we had a blood pressure, height and weight screening. And the nursing students were the ones that conducted that screening, as well as provided the counseling. And I will say, for the healthy snacks, then we had nursing students and dietitian students that carried out that station. And then we also had Dr. Jeanette Noltenis, who is an international expert on Latino women's health. And she came and did a presentation in Spanish, as well as English, on diabetes and reducing consumption of sugary beverages. So what did we find? So for each station, we had a pre and post survey to collect data about the sessions. So for those that actually completed the surveys, then 100% of the survey completers felt that they were motivated to exercise, as well as they had ability to create or cook healthy snacks. 92% plan to decrease consumption of sugary beverages, and then knowledge awareness related to sugary beverages had mixed results, and that was primarily related to the surveys from the Hispanic population. So they identified the need to actually reduce sugary beverages, but they weren't able to correlate that to how drinking sugary beverages contributed to had negative health impacts. So we need to do more on that, educating them on that. And all of the sessions that we had were in Spanish as well as English. So lessons learned. So we had it at parent-teacher conferences, and it was the parent-teacher conferences in the spring. So we didn't have as many people there as usually come in the beginning of the year with parent-teacher conferences. So addressing that, as well as other venues or events within the community that will be appropriate to have these initiatives. So unbeknownst to us, as well as the principal, then there was a Burger King Whopper truck right outside. When we were trying to do this, the Hispanic students were having a fundraiser. So even though we were trying to promote exercise and healthy living, then we had a lot of people that were at the Whopper truck. Station location, so within this high school, then we had stations in the gym, in the kitchen area, in the cafeteria, so it was spread out, so they really had to travel within the school to get to the different stations. And we did not have registration, so we feel like in the future we should probably have registration so that we know how many people will actually be at the event. Now I'll hand it over to Dr. Crump.
Well, the Community Wellness Fair, that ended up getting postponed. So I always want to know what happened. Unfortunately, our well-run collaborative wasn't running as well as we thought. We found out that people felt we were trying to do too much at once. We were scheduling things too close to be able to provide quality. But then the meanings of what we were doing were different to individuals. We planned the Community Wellness Fair to be on May 5th. And because there's such a high Latino population and the community assessment showed that their needs were not being met, we were going to do a Cinco de Mayo event. We were very excited about it. We thought we were all on the same page. Unfortunately, as we were continuing to put things in place, some people felt that we were excluding the Caucasian population. And they felt that it shouldn't be Cinco de Mayo, maybe it should be May 5th / Cinco de Mayo, or vice versa. Anyways, we had to stop and go back to the table and really talk about what is our mission and vision, what are our goals, and what do we want to do. We also had to clarify who should be involved in the meetings. We found out during this time that some individuals with this collaborative were told to be a part of the collaborative or told to be on the task force when really they didn't want to, and that wasn't our goal. We wanted everyone to be on the same page and be excited about what we're doing. After all of that, we felt that our collaborative was strengthened. We improved our communication. We haven't set up the next, well, the community wellness fair. We've been moving on to other things, but it's still not off our docket. Perhaps we'll do that next Cinco de Mayo. We'll see. Public service announcements is the next action plan that we had. And nursing students and nursing faculty were involved in developing a theme. And the nursing students came up with the theme, Commit to Stay Fit. But there was a copyright, so they changed it, Commit to Get Fit. They developed ideas for some public service announcements and brought it forward to the Medealia Community-Based Collaborative. MCBC gave them some feedback and gave them the go-ahead to start on these public service announcements. I'm going to just let you listen to the audio one first. It's just a short one, about 30 seconds.
Every day is an opportunity to make a healthy lifestyle choice. Today I choose to
play soccer,
take a walk,
go to the farmer's market,
play outside with my kids,
eat fruits and vegetables,
drink more water.
It's easy to be healthy if you
commit to get fit.
This PSA is brought to you by the Medealia Community Hospital, Bottomland Community Human Services, and Minnesota State University Mankato. We encourage you to invite healthy living into your community.
Commit to get fit.
So this was set up to start off our campaign, bring awareness about our campaign. It's been played on radio stations, local radio stations, and there's a Spanish version as well that's been played on the Latino hour of the radio station. Then they developed a video as well. I'm not going to play the entire thing. I think we'll run out of time. But students also developed these. MCBC really wanted to showcase their community members. So the people that you see in here and the pictures that you see are of the community. And people sign consents, either the guardian or they sign consents for the pictures.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
Oops, I better not have done that. I'll try it again. Sorry about that. I'll do it one more time here. Okay.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
Stop it there. The students try to make it through the lifespan. So you just seen the toddlers through the young children, but they actually went on and they videotaped individuals walking their dogs, and then also with the elderly. So they have it all across. There's also pictures of summer activities, but then winter activities as well. So they had kids skiing at the local ski slope. And the videos, I should just make a comment. The video is being played on the local public television station. It's also being played on the television stations in some facilities, like the hospital has a TV screen, the schools do. And then we have a Spanish version that's being played at the manufacturing plant there in town that a majority of the Latino population work at. So, conclusions. Well, community-based collaborative action research team was developed out of this. You may have heard a lot about participatory action research. This is very similar, but it's collaborative action research. It's Dr. Ferris's framework. And it's a dynamic research framework, and it acts with the community. There's a lot of communication, a lot of dialogue. The nursing students that participated really felt that they were engaged. They felt it was worthwhile. They were very excited, also very nervous. They were nervous that the hospital was actually going to take their information and use it on an official report and submit it to the IRS. They're also very nervous about presenting in an open forum to the community. They were worried about offending anybody by what they found. But in the end, they felt like it was a very good learning opportunity, and they enjoyed it. The service learning was successful in being able to help the hospital write their community needs assessment report and meet their requirements for the Affordable Care Act. Nursing faculty took the students' information and wrote a report. We brought it back to MCBC, and then from there it went to the hospital. The hospital used our information and wrote their official report, submitted it with their tax information with the IRS, and posted it on their website for the community to see. And then the Glenn Taylor Nursing Institute for Family and Society, they were very helpful in their mission, meeting our mission and our goals. So future directions, MCBC wrote a letter of intent to our SHIP coordinator, and she flew with our ideas and received grant funding. I guess the funds are available November 1st, and we're going to meet next week about where we go from here. We're focusing not only on environmental changes, but policy and system changes. We're actually using some of the Boston program stuff that they did here to reduce sugary beverages, so we're very excited about that. We're going to continue with our Get to Commit campaign. We're going to develop more public service announcements. We're hoping to, the first ones we did were kind of general. Now we're hoping to be able to isolate and get them to match developmental levels, and also seasons. We have winter, we have a variety of seasons there here in Minnesota. We're going to continue with our nutrition education program that we have going. We're excited. We have a young individual who is in elementary. She met with the First Lady, and I guess she got to have lunch with the family's personal chef. At the White House, so they got to ask lots of questions about what the kids ate, the president's kids ate. But she learned a lot, and she's actually going to have a nutrition education program that she runs herself with her mom, so very exciting. And then we have a water initiative as well. We're really promoting drinking water. We'd like just to acknowledge MCBC, and we'd like to acknowledge Donna Erickson, who is an adjunct faculty of ours. She teaches community health nursing clinical, and she worked with some of the nursing students when we implemented some of these activities. This is our contact information, and that is on our handout as well, and you have access to that. Thank you.